your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Remgro. So lots of rotation over the last while. We just spoke about the Stealth, which is one of the net asset value underlying some of the part valuations that you have in Remgro. First Rand is another one. RMI is another big one. Mediclinic is another big one. And I think all of these investments were very cheap. When Remgro did the latest results in July, you saw the net asset value come 51 Rand a share. And from that point, we certainly had lots of upside in most of the big businesses that they own. And I don't think that reflects correctly into their share price. I know holdings companies were not the place to be over the last few years. I think Remgro is one that you can look at the moment again. If they're going to report again, you're probably going to see a new sum of the part valuation of 180 or 190 share, and you might see the share price reacting positively to that. Long-term wise, it should probably trade at a discount of 20. It's probably trading at a discount of 35% at the moment.
Yeah,
maybe 45. So I think there's lots of value in it. One of the shares in the SA Inc. category who owns great companies with good management, and it still has a huge discount. So I think it's one of those that's been lagging a little bit.
Okay. On your side, Rikus, what's your stock pick?
It's a company called Techstain, listed both locally and in New York, and they're the biggest shipping container company in the world. So if you don't think shipping, but you think packaging, that's effectively what they do. They package stuff and they transport it. They've had results out a few days ago, pretty positive for the next quarter, even 6 months, depending on COVID. Everything depends on COVID, obviously, but what they've seen is as people travel less, they consume more. That's exactly where Techstain comes in. Plus the fact that the physical market for containers are pretty tight, they're increasing their leasing of container, which means annuity income, plus, as I said, a tight container market itself means increasing prices. That both hits the profit line. And if they can keep their costs contained, also very nice cash flow going forward, and not expensive on a P of about 9, maybe 12 going forward.
So a couple to look at there. Thank you, gentlemen, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rikus Reeders from PSG Wealth Sandton Greyston and Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Managers as well. Julietta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.